Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's kind of hard to put into words there sometimes, especially when you just don't know. That game was up and down, felt like you were away, won it. We thought we'd lost it again, but again, our toughness, our resilience kind of hung out, and just the scenes here today, like, this is what it's all about. Like, it's, we're a family, we're a community at the end of the day, like, and seeing this all out there, like, it kind of, I don't know, it's a boost for everyone, and it's, obviously we're delighted to be on top again.
And resilience is really, I suppose, the apt word, because when they came back there and drew level, he could have wilted.
Oh, 100%, and it's a testament to Clan. They're hungry, they're coming, and they gave it everything today. I thought Sean White was brilliant. He was driving them on. He was single-handedly there at times, driving them over the line. But again, we've been there before. We hung in there. We know what it takes in the last 15 minutes. Mightn't have been pretty, but we did enough to get over the line, and that's what it's all about, getting over the line.
It took you a while to get going today, and yet you were in a good place at halftime.
Yeah, so when you're playing defensive football there, at times you mightn't touch the ball for 5-10 minutes. All of a sudden, you look at the clock, you wouldn't realise the time is gone. You're like, I haven't touched the ball yet, you know, and I think we were a bit passive at the start, but it took us a while to get going. But again, it's testament to the management team. They've kind of built us in a way that we always finish strong at the games. And again, it happened there again today. We finished very strong. We knew we'd be touch and go because they're so good at the back. So again, it was just about keeping the scoreboard taking over. And again, Sherlock, he struggled at the start, but he got key stores. And that's a testament of him as a forward, but it's a testament to the forwards today. Again, Dennis O'Brien, big game player, got a huge point. Conor McCricker chipped over it again. Just huge performances again, and it's just brilliant to see. Like, you love it. Like,
and the amount of dirty ball that you won today, like the middle of the field, it was no place for the faint-hearted.
No, in fairness, Ridgeway and Grimes are two of the toughest competitors out there, and we played each other a couple of times in the last 2 years, so we knew what it was about. And in fairness, there was no quarter given. Owen Cummins again was brilliant, back up again today, and it was just about. It was a battle. It wasn't pretty. It was a battle, but again, that's county final championship football, and the most important thing is having the mental strength to make the right decisions at the end to get over the line, and we did at the end.
It's obviously, I'd say, as good as 2018.
Oh, come here. Because of this club, our tradition, and how long we had to wait, winning is always brilliant. And again, we've come from a tough place, nearly, you know, kind of relegation, staying above relegation a couple of years ago, to being year in, year out, kind of getting to county finals. And again, we kind of felt like we slipped up the last 2 years, so to get back here was brilliant. Obviously, the environment that we're in as well, it's been very tough on every community. So there's just that extra oomph, and seeing the scenes today, it's unbelievable, you know. And you kind of forget, like, during tough times over the last 2 years when you were training on your own, or you weren't going out to the Bears, or you weren't going out to Clonakilty, for example, you kind of forgot what this was actually about. And seeing that today, like, I had the luxury of standing up there looking down on the scenes, singing a Lele Blow was unbelievable. It just put the hairs on the back of your head stand up. And again, it's just a testament to everybody. Just, it's unreal.
It's incredible the number of supporters you have.
Yeah, to be fair, we're a very close community. I know, obviously, a city team, big community or whatever, but we're a very close community, and the work that's gone on underage over the last couple of years has been huge, and it's just been building and building. And obviously, we have a good football team, good hurling team, and getting the success here is so important for the next generation, and you see that out again today. This is what it's all about, going to county finals, seeing the likes of Sherlock, seeing the likes of House, Dennis O'Brien trying to be like them, you know, heroes of Bears football, Michael Shields, and seeing that today is brilliant to see all of them, because you know, they'll be flying the flag going forward. And again, it just comes back to that sense of community. We just have it, and we just can't let go of it.
Finally, in talking about going forward, there's now the little matter of the Munster club.
Yeah, look, we're not going to hide away from the fact that we got absolutely hosed the last time we came into the Munster club. We got embarrassed. So we're going to enjoy it tonight. We might enjoy it tomorrow. We might even go Tuesday. I don't know. I'll get back to you. But again, we have to turn our focus. But again, our management team, Rochi, like, he's the best in the biz, like, so I've no doubt he's going to have us rocking for the Munster Championship whenever it may come, you know. But I think tonight is about enjoying it, and then say Tuesday is for when we have to focus on the next game then again.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.